Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The controversial plan to create a unified middle school sports program for the six Region 1 school towns has been revised. It looks like there'll be a special vote for it tonight. Now, the revised plan has been presented to several towns, and it goes like this, basically. The program will be paid for from each town's under budgets from their own education budget, not from the shared regional budget. Members of the ABC committee are scheduled to vote at their meeting tonight. From the Poughkeepsie Journal, a 17-year-old man from Cairo was charged with assault and robbery after police say he shot a 20-year-old Red Hook man in Tivoli on Tuesday night. The Red Hook man, who was shot in the abdomen, underwent surgery at a local hospital for serious injuries, according to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office. The suspect was not identified by Sheriff's Office, faces first-degree assault, first-degree robbery, second-degree criminal possession of weapons charges. He was assigned in the city of Poughkeepsie Court and sent to Woodfield Secure Cottage in Valhalla on $150,000 bail or $300,000 bond, pending a future appearance at a date which will be announced. An investigation into the incident indicated it was not a random act of violence, according to the sheriff's office, which responded to the reported shooting on Clay Hill Road at about 8:36 in the evening. After searching for the suspect in Columbia County, he was found in Greene County, according to the sheriffs. In North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning Commission will seek input from the Board of Selectmen and Town Attorney on a complaint received about an automotive repair business at 176R Lower Road. Commissioners first heard about that issue last month when neighbors of Justin Ralph submitted a letter to the selectmen, which was forwarded to the commission, saying they thought an illegal business was being conducted at the site. The defense attorney for Mr. Ralph, Kevin Nelligan, said that he's operating a mobile business from the site where he goes to customers' properties to repair their vehicles. No license from the Department of Motor Vehicles is necessary for such an operation, and only one commercial enterprise, Ralph's father's trash hauling business, is on the property. He also disputed that there's any contamination of the river, sharing the findings of an inspection by the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection conducted last week that gave it a clean bill of health. Nelligan said the issue is between neighbors and could become a private court action. Bard College is included in the list of U.S. colleges and universities that produced the most 2019-2020 Fulbright U.S. students and Fulbright U.S. scholars. Each year, the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs announces the top producing institutions for the Fulbright program, the U.S. government's flagship international educational exchange program. Two scholars and five students from Bard were awarded Fulbright awards for 2019-2020. Bard is among 20 institutions in the country to be named a top producer for both the Fulbright U.S. student and scholar programs. Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 5:30 at Town Hall. Northwest Connecticut Arts Council has an Arts Night Out fundraiser at Great Falls Brewing Company in North Canaan at 6 p.m. The ABC committee has a special meeting coming up at 7 p.m. at the central office. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has a meeting coming up at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast has a public hearing on the town sign law at 7 till 9 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. Kent Selectman has scheduled a town budget workshop. One is coming up at Kent Town Hall on the 14th at 9 a.m., also the 18th at 9 a.m. and February 24th at 9 a.m. Most of the sessions will be devoted to meeting with town department heads reviewing budget requests. Sharon Audubon Center is taking part in the Great Backyard Bird Count. Audubon staff will be available during regular business hours Friday through Sunday to help visitors identify and count species of the bird feeder and submit for a count. Questions or more information, contact Sharon Audubon at 860-364-0520. Sue Morse, the founder and science director of Keeping Track, returns to our region following her mountain lion talk last year for a presentation about wolves, coyotes, and foxes. This free talk is set for Friday, 7 till 9 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. On Saturday in Cornwall, Breakfast for a Cause is being held at the UCC Parish House. It benefits the Torrington Soup Kitchen. Seating's at 8:30, 9:30, and then 10:30. Meanwhile, Sunday brunch at the Interlaken on Sunday will host a brunch benefiting the Jade Lloyd Fund from 11 till 1. They'll be serving up omelets, waffles, quiche, and all sorts of other culinary delights. The cost for adults, $19.95. Children 10 and under, $10. Children under 4 are free. Reservations are recommended at 860-435-9878. Of course, this Sunday brunch benefits, once again, the Jane Lloyd Fund. Also coming up on Sunday, it's the Daytona 500 Chili Cook-Off, the American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York, beginning at 12 noon. Chili entrants get free admission. There's cash prizes, raffles, and dessert auction. Your admission includes beverages and limited beer, $5 for children under 10. If you don't like chili, don't worry about it. They've got hot dogs and baked potatoes also. The winners will be announced at 2 p.m. You're invited to stay and watch the Daytona 500. Or just head home to your cozy sofa. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 275.08 to 29,551.42. NASDAQ starts off the day at 9725.96, and the S&P 500 at 3379.45. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.